la 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 la, Lainey Dawson. She refuses to be categorized. Fuck you. Today, my queens, I want to talk to you about the fact that I don't read the news anymore, and I haven't for a couple of years, and what that's been like for me, and also, you know, like the possible challenges and issues with that, but the effect on his mental health, on my mental health, and all that kind of stuff. So, 2021, I started doing 21-day challenges, and of just trying out different habits for 21 days. And most notably, I started off with 21 days without social media, and then that progressed to 2 years without social media. And then one of those challenges was to do kind of like a digital cleanse, and basically to stop reading the internet. And part of it was to stop reading news websites and that kind of stuff. And here's, I've realized now that I actually haven't taken it back up. What I've noticed is, like, one, I still know about everything that's going on in the world. I know about, you know, different conflicts that are happening in the world. I know about, like, cultural conversations that are happening. But I feel like a step removed back from it, and I don't enter into a phase that I used to do all the time, which was just to get into outrage mode and just to, like, continue feeding more and more information. And it's almost like using world news as, you know, like when sometimes, I don't know if you guys like this, but I've watched, like, reality TV shows, and you get really embroiled in some kind of drama that's going on, and you get so indignant and outrageous, and you just think, like, oh, they're the worst people that have ever existed, and, like, oh, how dare they, and it's like this real, like, fury, and then you, like, read every think piece about it, all that kind of stuff. And what I noticed is, like, having that, like, particular, like, addictive obsession about things, and just, like, finding every single piece of content and just consuming endless hours of content around a topic, just made me more angry. And, like, but then I'd kind of almost get off on that anger, and it didn't make me a better person, and it didn't make me change my actions in any way. I just felt more superior somehow to other people for knowing every single thing about every single, like, microscopic piece of that news cycle. And there's also, like, an anxiety element, because of course you get more anxious. Of course you feel like the world is going to end. Of course, you feel more divided and divisive about other people who maybe feel differently to you, or who haven't kind of studied as much into it as you. I thought I was, like, doing the right thing, but when it came to who I was on the outside and the inside, I don't think it was improving me. And that's not to say, like, that I become set in my ways. Like, I still read books about really important topics, but they're more thoughtful, and they are less angry and less outraged, and it just gives a much more thoughtful perspective on things. So, for example, during the pandemic, you know, in the early days, of course, there's so much discourse around vaccinations and anti-vax and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I've been very forthright about the fact that I choose to get vaccinated. And, you know, I read a lot about shit on the internet, basically, until it was, even my husband was like, you're driving yourself absolutely crazy. Like, this is not good for you. And so I ended up just like, okay, right, I just need to fucking take a chill pill and be okay within myself and just make choices for me and be at peace with that. And I ended up reading a book about it, and I wish I could remember the book's name. It was written by an Australian journalist, and it was about the rise of conspiracy theories and vaccination and stuff like that. If you're interested in knowing what the book is, just email in and I will go back through my like read book list and find it for you. I think it was like one of the best books I read. It was definitely in my best books list, and that would have been like 2021 maybe, or 2022 maybe. Anyway, it was fucking great, but it gave me such a more thoughtful understanding of the reasons why, one, people who do get vaccinated then feel really freaked out about when other people don't, and then also the reasons why people wouldn't vaccinate as well, and how important it was to maintain relationships and good connection and be empathetic when you have friends and family who are making different health choices to you. And that whole thing was such a better, more sane read than anything I could have read on the fucking internet of just someone's 2 seconds of outrage and 2 seconds of anger. So for me now, instead of getting outraged by stuff, it's like, okay, one, I'm going to keep my energy more stable. I'm not going to tax my adrenals. I'm not going to get addicted to the outrage of situations. I'm going to read thoughtful books to educate me in a more comprehensive and thoughtful way. And I'm going to protect my sanity, knowing that being addicted to something 24/7 doesn't actually like make me a better person, doesn't change my actions. You know, when it comes down to it, the only thing I can do is, one, educate myself around important issues like social justice and anti-racism and stuff like that. And the best way I've done that is, like, the best way I learn personally is through books and through courses. If you go to leonidawson.com/racism, I've been collecting a book list and a course list there that, since like 2018, I think. That's been really useful for me. And then there's, and that helps. Also, when I think about what I can do more positively in the world is, of course, you know, looking at where I can improve my actions both personally and in my business. And then also, will it change where I do my philanthropic work as well? Currently, I'm still very devoted to buying land for wildlife, and because I think that's a really important part of the climate crisis is to have these pockets of protected land that is you know, rewilded basically, and they become just a really important part of the process. So that's where the majority, like that's where the vast majority of my philanthropic work goes to currently. We've donated over $170,000 now to different philanthropic organizations, and going forward, I think I'll still continue with that conservation work. I think that's kind of really important. And interestingly enough, it's a book that led me to make that decision instead of doing kind of piecemeal philanthropic work on a whole bunch of different kinds of charities. I read Rewilding by Isabella Tree, and it's one of the most beautiful books I've ever read in my life, and gave me such a really reawakened this deep love of the natural world and how much it can heal us and itself when given the chance to rewild. So yeah, like fucking books, hey, they're so great. I think this year I'm kind of going to set myself a little bit of a challenge to read at least one nonfiction book a week. I usually read 100 to 400 books a year, depending on how my eyes are behaving. I've got a bunch of different little eye issues that can hinder that. But, you know, I read a lot of novels and romance, and that fucking thrills me, and it's such good brain candy. But yeah, I just want to make sure that I'm really filling myself up with really thoughtful reads on a whole bunch of different subjects as well. So yeah, I was thinking about this because my husband was like, oh, do you know what's happening in the Red Sea at the moment? And I was like, oh, no, tell me more. And so he told me, you know, what he knew of it. And then I did a little bit more reading on it. And yeah, it was fascinating, really fascinating. I mean, there's so much that, you know, I'm never going to what can I even say about this deeply complex situation, because I'm not an expert in it, so I'm not really going to talk about it. I'm just going to keep educating myself. So that's where I'm at with that. And I think last year as well, I'm really grateful for the way it softened me and deepened me into looking at the ways that I was becoming even more obstinate in my beliefs and being more open-hearted with and understanding, and how can I hold two things at once, and also how can I take a good look at myself when I am getting into that outrage space and letting that fire burn through my adrenal system, knowing that it's fucking up my anxiety levels and my mental health and all that kind of stuff. So I'm all for being informed, but I also don't believe that I have to be on the internet 24/7 just reading just shit tons of outrage and screaming. It feels like screaming when I go on there, so I don't. And I think having 2 years off social media really helped with that, because I can really see the difference in my energy and feelings and mindset when I do consume a lot of social media, like, you know, social media content. And yeah, what a difference that can make to who I am in the world, because who I am is to continue to deepen in myself and also understand others more. Anyway, that's my thoughts currently and feelings on all those things. I hope that makes sense. And it's not to say that I don't see that there's things that need to be changed in the world. I just want to make sure that I question how I receive that information and make sure that it's thoughtful, and it's also that I'm doing good in the world. Because for me to be like outraged 24/7 and in this like freak out of anxiety and anger all the time, that's not healthy and it's not helping anyone. So how can I keep my nervous system regulated while still being informed and being a good citizen in the world? That's my thoughts. All right, my queens, I'm off to go get some osteopaths. I'm so grateful because it's so important. Okay, I love you. You got this. Okay, bye.